From the American College of Financial Services, it's time for Next Gen in 10. For the next 10 minutes, join our host, Alana Phillips, as she speaks with industry leaders and insightful guests about topics relevant to up-and-coming financial professionals.
Hey all, it's Alana Phillips here with Next Gen in 10. And today we have with us Hannah Sullivan, Nicole Letarte, and Adam Carr with Modern Wealth Design. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
I am really excited to talk with you. I know you recently launched a new brand for your financial planning practice that the three of you are involved in. And I think for a lot of our next gen folks, this thought is exciting to have a brand that you function under. It's something that can differentiate you in the marketplace. So we want to hear from you. I guess one, right? What is Modern Wealth Design to you, and what prompted creating this brand?
Yeah, so the decision to rebrand really came from a discussion around a belief that there should be a shift in the way that people do financial planning. You know, we think that people are tired of the stuffy office building, the uncomfortable feeling of the suit and tie and the boardroom discussions. And so as we sat down and discussed what we wanted to get out of this, really, it was creating a more comfortable vibe, a friendly feeling, and a way to connect with a wider base of people.
I like it. I mean, it sounds like a shakeup from what our industry looks like. Nicole, what does the brand mean to you?
Yeah, just going off of what Adam just said, we wanted to create that comfortable brand so more clients feel open to us, more willing to meet with us, especially in a modern office space that you could see here. And just coming like for a fee-based financial planning practice, trying to steer away from more of the commission side and going towards fee-based.
I love it. And we will come back to that more modern office space that I know our listeners cannot see, but we will direct them towards your Instagram and your website so they can see what a beautiful modern office it is. Hannah, what about for you? What is Modern Wealth Design and why was it important to launch this brand?
Yeah, I would also say that we are looking to build a true community of clients and colleagues that are very similar to us. They're like-minded. And we're not just surface level advisors who are talking about investment portfolios and returns. We're well-rounded. We talk about all aspects of someone's financial life, and we don't want to sound mundane and boring. So our brand, I think, really exemplifies that. And I think it shows through in a lot of what we're doing.
Not being boring. I love that. As somebody who looks at financial advisors' websites regularly, I can tell you they're not the most exciting things to look at. And it helps, I think, in attracting especially a younger generation, which I know you work with often younger folks. So for our listeners, they're always curious how the folks on this podcast have done what they've done. You have rebuilt this, you know, concept of what a financial planning team looks like. What was that process like to put together a new brand and the elements that become that brand?
Yeah, as I talked earlier, the first part of creating the new brand really came around the vibe that we're trying to give off. That was really the baseline. You know, a lot of people probably start with what's the name supposed to be, but it was easier to start with the vibe. And then, you know, when it came down to the name, the word modern just always kept coming into the conversation, whether it was a part of the name or really the more of the feel. And so modern made a lot of sense for us to incorporate that. And then wealth and design, you know, came into play as we started discussing what our platforms would be.
When you talk about vibes, what were the elements of those vibes that you wanted to give off?
Yeah, you know, like I talked about earlier, we're tired of the stuffiness of it, the expectation that this needs to be a suit and tie feel was something that we wanted to get away from. I mean, I know we're on a podcast, but how I'm sitting right now in kind of jeans and a polo is how I meet with most of my clients nowadays. And the feedback that we've gotten both from our existing clients who have been working with me for 10 years and people who are walking through the door for the first time is sort of like an instant sigh of relief to see us in a more relaxed setting.
I love it. I think our feelings about money, especially when we're going to talk about money, can cause anxiety. And to have a little more relaxed feel to just being in your office and having this conversation probably helps a lot. Nicole, can you share a little bit about who helped you in this process? Like what sort of partners and resources became involved in developing the brand of Modern Wealth Design?
Yeah, we used one of our third-party asset managers, which is AssetMark. Her name is Jen Gloss. We worked a lot with her in designing the brand and showing her our different meetings and our processes, our client service model, client segmentation, pretty much everything that went into our business plan. And she kind of helped us walk us through every single step, what she liked, what she didn't like, what we can improve. So that was a really helpful process. We also worked with a photographer, so we got professional photos done, professional headshots, photos of us drinking wine with our dogs, more of a professional setting with different clients in our office space. So a lot of different types of photos were taken. And then last thing I'll say is we also worked with a graphic designer, so she helped us with our logo and the different colors, the fonts that we use. And then just designing all of our templates, presentations to fit that logo and fit those fonts and colors, just so everything matches and looks the same.
Yeah, and sorry, just to add to that, Nicole brought up a really good point. You know, as you're sitting down as a team and discussing what you want to come out of this, all of a sudden you've got pages and pages of notes of, you know, what you're trying to build and create here. And before you realize it, you know, it really is a business plan that you've put together. And I think that is a fundamental part of the process to create that business plan.
Thank you for that thought. I'm going to pause us right there and we'll be back in just a minute.
Learn how a goal-based approach redefines 21st century investment with our Wealth Management Certified Professional designation. Bring your value to a new level at theamericancollege.edu/WMCP.
Get a must-have mark of excellence with a program whose students pass their exams at rates well above the national average. Set yourself up for success in the rest of your career with our CFP Certification Education Program. Learn more at theamericancollege.edu/CFP.
And we're back with the Modern Wealth Design team. We'll pick up where we left off. It's interesting, Adam, you say that, right? The brand concept. I don't think a lot of advisors would include their brands as a part of their business plan. So that is a really interesting way to think about that. Are there things when you look at, Nicole, you mentioned, right, everything looks the same. Can you talk about some of those elements where things might look the same? It's agendas, you know, how does the brand carry out into the execution of that business plan?
Yeah, definitely. So our agenda is one of them. We also send prep sheets to our clients before they come and meet with us, just so they know exactly what we're going to talk about, what they need to bring. We have different presentations that we show them on the screen when they're here in our office or whether we're meeting with them on Zoom. And all of those pieces have our logo. It has like a border with our colors, which are teal, gray, black, and white. And everything is just very clean. So you don't see like tons of color in there or really bold like pictures. It's really just our colors, our logo, and we like to keep it nice and clean.
I like it. I've noticed, and we've talked about this on the podcast before in jest about getting rid of the pictures that tend to permeate advisors' websites and marketing materials where it's like an old couple on the beach or, you know, they're at the park with the grandkids, right? There's just like these generic stock images that all advisors like to use. You have used for Modern Wealth Design though, and you mentioned, right, pictures of you, your personal lives are on your Instagram. I see, you know, when you have gone out with the dogs or somebody gets married or pictures of the office space. Why did you decide to include those elements of your personal lives and you in the brand?
So I would say a big part of modern wealth design is geared towards our modern clients who are younger professionals, people who might be just starting out in their career, building families. And we know that they are the ones who are looking at our social media, and they're going to be active on our social media. And so we want them to get to know us on more of a personal level, not just professional. We want them to see that we are real people. We have real lives outside of financial planning. And I think that helps them connect with us and feel that we are capable of managing their finances, helping them plan through their goals, their dreams, but we can also be a friend to them as well.
Well, and you're real people. I mean, again, I look at your Instagram and drinking wine in the backyard, and I want to come hang out with you. And I'm sure your clients feel the same way. So you've done a great job, I think, of making that feel like we are a part of your lives and we know who you are, not just as advisors, but as people. Adam, do you have anything about including your personal life in your brand that's important to you?
Well, I think Hannah covered it really, really well. I'm certainly not the social media expert on the team, but I know that when we are incorporating pictures of our personal lives, or like, as you mentioned, our dogs or the fun things that we do on social media, I know that that gets the biggest reactions from, you know, the people who follow us over, you know, the financial planning driven content, you know, the financial literacy type stuff. The biggest reactions come from the parts that we're incorporating ourselves into.
I love it. Well, I know we're going to continue our conversation about some other things that you're doing to differentiate yourself, but where can our audience find these pictures and images that we are talking about?
Yeah, so the main place would be our Instagram, which is at Modern Wealth Design, and then Facebook as well. So just facebook.com/modernwealthdesign.
Love it. Well, we will definitely be checking that out. I would encourage everyone to take a look at their beautiful, very clean, modern, and personalized brand. And Modern Wealth Design, thank you for being here today to talk with the audience about launching this new brand.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
For more episodes of this and other podcasts, visit theamericancollege.edu/podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. This has been Next Gen in 10, brought to you by the American College of Financial Services.